Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll check in with Will Brinson coming up in just a few moments from CBS Sports. Joins us every Tuesday around this time. We'll talk some NFL with Will, see what's on his mind after KC takes care of Washington last night, 28-7 early on. It looks like Washington's going to cover that game. Like, nope. Second half, Chiefs did Chiefs things, and they end up running away with it, winning by three touchdowns that game. But, you know, Sam was holding the Washington plus 13. CLV, once again, we're seeing that pop up a lot lately. You get it by a field goal just by betting it earlier in the week. And then the funny one from the weekend was Bears plus 6.5. No Lamar. Number moves down to 2.5, and we still get it. What are you writing down?
I'm writing down
the show.
Three numbers. Yeah, it's for this show, okay. Yes. So see these numbers right here?
Yes.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what 21-3-2 is?
21-3-2. That has something to do with the favorites, I think, lately.
This would be your record if you just bet every favorite and over last week. 21-3-2. You finally got an under last night. That game stayed under. But Yes. The favorites and the overs last week in the NFL, 21-3-2. I see Brinson just shaking his head. If only it were that simple, right? Just every favorite and every over. Pow!
What's up, Will?
What's up, guys? Sorry, I had an AirPods issue. Trying to find them, basically. I don't even know if I'm yelling through my computer or yelling through them. But yeah, I mean, like, unbelievable with these favorites. And I think it's probably, just in terms of, like, the actual lines, like just in terms of the favorites hitting, I think there's a large portion of it might be kind of like market. We tend to see this during the middle-ish weeks of the season every year where there's sort of a correction. I think we talked about it last week. There's like five or six teams that are really freaking bad. And then five or six teams that are pretty, pretty good. And nobody's great. But, you know, you get two of those teams, and one of them, Lamar, without the, you know, without his, Ravens without Lamar, but you get these good teams coming off a bye, and it feels like they've been covering at a really high rate as well. And so what we're seeing now, too, is this week, you get just some of those matchups. And I think part of it, too, maybe that the NFL likes to front load the schedule with these better matchups. And then all of a sudden you get to weeks 7, 8, and 9, and you've got these, you know, good teams playing against bad teams, and the bad teams are getting bad breaks, whether it's injuries or whether you're the Saints having to put Tyler Shough in at quarterback. And all of a sudden you've just got a bunch of ugly games and a bunch of big numbers or a bunch of road chalk at you know, key numbers. And you have to decide, like, am I going to take the points with these stinky dogs? Or is this favorite trend going to continue in perpetuity? I tend to lean towards the former because we've just seen how that plays out over the course of a full season. Like, it's unlikely that favorites are going to keep covering at this rate.
The hot conversation this week already, which means it's probably too late because everybody's talking about it, is Jonathan Taylor for MVP.
Yeah.
Will it ever happen? I'm like, no. I respect everything he's done. He would have to set all sorts of records. You're too late. Like 2 weeks ago, I know somebody that betted 150-1. Would I like to have that 150 in my pocket? Yeah, of course. We all would. But now it's down to 18-1. Even if he sets all sorts of records, is it just a no-go for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not going to happen. Like, I mean, I think that it is – well, one, I mean, can we have – like, what about Daniel Jones? Like, I mean, Jonathan Taylor's been on that team and played really well for a long time, but you add a good quarterback to the Colts and suddenly they're 7-1. Like, that's value, right? Can you have the MVP, the comeback player of the year? And I guess Daniel Jones isn't technically eligible, but people will still vote for him. And the MVP and the coach of the year. Like, I mean, how are we going to put all these awards just on the Colts? Who, by the way, are 7-1, are awesome, but are probably not going to go, 16-1 over the course of the season. I think if I had a Jonathan Taylor MVP ticket, and this is where you'd like to, the nice thing about, it depends on where you bet it too, by the way, like the various online sports books all do different things in terms of cash outs. Yeah, I did get it. Thank God. It's been fucking, it's an absolute ninja move. Some sports books will do a good cash out for a ticket that you bet. If you put like 20, $20 on, on JT at 150-1, and he's now 20-1 to win MVP. Like, you're going to get, the algorithm's going to give you a decent cash out. And I think you can ride that for a few more weeks. But look, the reality is you have at quarterback this year, Patrick Mahomes, who, nobody's afraid to give him an MVP award. He's playing really well. He's only going to keep playing better because they're going to get healthier on the offensive line. He's got all his weapons at wide receiver. You have Drake May, who's making a push as a second-year player, who, like, without Drake May playing the way he's playing, the Pats are in the bottom five, right? Or maybe not bottom five, but they're, not nearly as good a team. You have Josh Allen, who can make a push at any point over a three-game stretch. You have Lamar Jackson, who's going to come back on a Ravens team that, is in the in the middle of the pack in terms of the AFC and probably go win the division and remind everyone how valuable he is if he's healthy over the course of the season. And then, of course, you have like Matthew Stafford, and other guys out there. Like Jordan Love was like 5-1, and the Packers looked really sharp on Sunday night. So, I mean, I get it. I understand the number. It's more about exposure, about where he sits. But this happens every single year. We have an offensive player who has an explosive season, and around week 8 or 9, we got to have the think piece conversation about whether a wide receiver or, a running back can win MVP. Do not bet Jonathan Taylor 14-1 to win MVP. You are throwing away your money because at the end of the day, the voters are almost certainly more than likely going to give it to a quarterback. And if last year wasn't proof when Saquon Barkley carried the Eagles to that incredible season with his incredible season, then I don't know what else could be. So, yeah, like if you bet it a few weeks ago, great CLV, maybe cash out in a couple of weeks if the steam keeps building up because the think pieces will come. But do not bet Jonathan Taylor 14-1 MVP.
Yeah, if you don't want to cash it out because those deals are never really all that fair to the consumer, you can go to a place like PropSwap and potentially sell it if you are inclined. I think getting out of it while you still can is a good idea. And we had to have the conversation yesterday because during the game, I'm watching him score his third touchdown, and I'm like, is this real? And then Joe and I talked it out yesterday, and we both decided we're not betting 20-1. This morning, it's 14-1, 16-1. So you're right. It is sort of a calculated think piece by a lot of people. But if I didn't want to bet 60, why would I bet 14? 16?
You don't. You so just. Well, I agree. I mean, and you look, you're right about the cash outs being bad. But if we get to like, and I'm not saying like cash it out right now at 14-1, but if like, it's going to, like, he's going to have to score a hat trick of touchdowns, two or three more times to really get this discussion going. The thing is, he looks incredible. Yeah, he looks incredible out there. The Colts are winning. He's a huge part of the reason the Colts are winning. But at the end of the day, he's just not going to win MVP unless he runs for like 2,500 yards and scores 35 touchdowns. And that, that's something LaDainian Tomlinson did back in like 2006, right? Or the Adrian Peterson thing when he's the last guy to win it. He dragged that team with no quarterback, to the playoffs you know, on that 2,000-yard season. So I think you really have to have something like that. And the Colts have a good coaching staff, a good defense. They have a good quarterback who is showing that he is also valuable. I just don't think it's going to happen.
It just with feels. Let's put a ribbon on this Taylor thing. It just feels unsustainable to keep putting up numbers like this. And the first game he has, where he has 38 yards and no touchdowns, it's over. So that's sort of how Joe and I feel. Buffalo, Kansas City. Is there a bet to be made in this one this weekend?
I mean, I'm going to back the Bills, and you know, I mean, like Kansas City's the better team. Buffalo's at home. Buffalo's had their number in the regular season. Obviously, Kansas City's had their number. And by the way, just one more thing on Jonathan Taylor. If you look at the schedule, he hadn't played Houston yet. Houston has a really good defense.
Right.
He's probably not going to. So it's like, if you're going to get out of it before he's playing these, you know, a good defense twice in the final 5 weeks of the season. And if they bottle him up, then it's over, right? But yeah. So anyway, I mean, great game. I think it's one of those where if you're betting Buffalo and Kansas City, you know, I'll take the home team catching points, because I think Buffalo showed us, and obviously Ed Oliver out indefinitely now, that's a huge blow. He could be back for the playoffs, but, you know, that's a big deal for them stopping the run, which they haven't really been able to do. And they just flexed on a bad Panthers team coming out of their bye. You know, I'll take the home team getting the points. But I think, you know, if you take some stand on this game where you're like, you have to bet the Bills or you have to bet the Chiefs, you know, it's probably going to come down to either Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen having the ball down, you know, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, and having the, you know, having to go score late in the game. And it's probably going to come down to one or two plays or a call from the officials. And so, like, if you're taking your stand, if you're taking, like this is the game you have to bet. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a great game. You probably want to bet it. You know, but, like, I don't think that you can be entirely confident that like, an outcome in this game is 100% certain. I would back the Bills, though, because I think they looked really sharp. They had that little two-week drought. But still, a great team. They should be able to move the ball against Kansas City enough, and they're at home, and they just had their number in the regular season.
With Will Brinson, CBS Sports. What about Thursday night? We got the Ravens coming off the bye. They mean business. They got rid of all the games. Oh, they're playing games with the injury report. It's not Lamar. It's going to be Huntley. They still get by the Bears with a victory. Yeah, we'll see where that story ends up going. But they've already said Lamar. They're looking at Lamar starting on Thursday against Miami, laying 7.5 on the road. Miami, great performance against the Falcons, which shocked everybody, made me very mad with Survivor. A high total for a Thursday game, 50.5. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, like, that's the dog that covers and wins outright, is the freaking Dolphins, against who can't stop anybody on the ground. And they do it against, like, they bottle up Bijan Robinson. Of course, like, that's what happened. Yeah. I don't think the Dolphins magically fixed their run defense. And the Ravens, you know, as good as the Falcons are on the ground, as explosive as Bijan is, like, Derrick Henry in prime time in a game where if you get Lamar back, the Ravens should be pretty juiced up looking – like. Could things have gone better for the Ravens in week eight? They get the Bengals to lose to the Jets, who put up 39 points. They get the Steelers at home in the Aaron Rodgers revenge game to lose to the Packers by, you know, letting Tucker Kraft run wild for 21 points and two scores in the fourth quarter. And they managed to beat the Bears without Lamar Jackson and all the scrutiny around them for the injury report. Now you get a short week. You get to go out there on Thursday, feed Derrick Henry the ball against one of the three worst run defenses in football, and just, you know, like, let Lamar uncork a few passes. He doesn't need to use his legs. You can rest him if you get a big lead. And it's a Thursday game, so you're going to be even more rested for next week. And I don't have the number in front of me, but I'm assuming that the Ravens are, like, minus 130 at worst to win the division. Like they're going to win this division. Unless Lamar is suffers another injury. Yeah.
They're minus 110 is the best price.
Yeah, I mean I don't hate that price at all. Like, you're just you're just betting the Ravens to have Lamar for the rest of the season. If he's back, and they held him out, they were careful with him. If he's back they can win this game on Thursday with just Derrick Henry, and then they can rest Lamar for an extra 10 days. If they win Tyler Huntley in this game, I wouldn't even blame them. If they go Tyler Huntley, the line will come below 7.5. But, yeah, I would probably back the Ravens here, even though it's a huge number on the road against a team that just pulled off a massive upset.
All right, we've got a minute left. I know there's one NFL team that you follow a little bit closer than the others. Is there any one quarterback that you think was worse than everybody else with all the backups this weekend?
You meant the Panthers, not the Rams.
Yeah, I did. You showing the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams. We know you love the Rams.
Yeah, Rams. I'm a Rams fan. I'm a Matthew Stafford fan. After Philip,
so you just ignore Andy Dalton and your Carolina Panthers.
No, I mean, I think, look, I don't see how you bring back Bryce Young this week on a off a high ankle sprain and expect him to play against Micah Parsons. But you got to try out Andy Dalton, who clearly is a downgrade from Bryce Young at full health. This is a game where, I mean, the total to me is the bet. And I know I said bet the Bills and the Panthers under last week. That should have gotten there. Buffalo didn't need to score 40 points. The Panthers, 9. I'll take the under in this spot. I think the Packers smother the Panthers and get out of here with a 23-7 win.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Thank you, Will. Talk next Tuesday, all right?
All right, boys. See you next week.
He's swatting away. Swatting. World Series Game 4 next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're cooking a lot. We're in the lab over the break. We have a lot of good ideas. Some, if we brought to air, probably would definitely lock in that we'd be done before Halloween. Forget Thanksgiving, forget Christmas. Before Halloween, we would be out of here. That's coming up on Friday. You got big plans, Sammy?
No.
I got nothing.
Last year, I got really excited. I went out and I bought full-size chocolate bars for the local kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because I remember being a kid and going around, at the time, we were on the east side of Chicago, and then we moved to Lansing when I was around 10. And I remember, every Halloween, you would map out the route, and you would try and get to the houses that gave out the full-size candy bars early. Because
you remember all of those houses. Yep.
100%. So you try, my brother, we would figure out we're going to go here and then we're going to wrap around this street and then we're going to hit the backside. And you would always remember, we got to hit these houses because they give you the full size Butterfinger or the full size whatever. And I last year went and got full size candy bars. And we live on a pretty busy street outside Boston. Guess how many times the doorbell got rang last year on Halloween? Take a guess.
4.
2.
2? How many 2. Did you purchase? How many full-size bars? Around the holidays.
I had 100 candy bars. 100. thinking like, 100. And then I had, yeah, I bought a value pack. It was Milky Ways, Snickers, and something else. Because I thought, all right, I can afford to buy 100 candy bars, I guess. Let me be nice and let me not pay it forward, but let me make this a thing. And I believe we got a notice, we got an email that said trick-or-treating begins at 3 and goes until 8. Well, when we were kids, Joe, we wouldn't even go until 4 or 5, and then we'd be out till 11. It was a whole night, right? It
wasn't a thing.
Times have changed. Times have changed,
obviously. Stop by Joe's house. He's got the eggs. Yeah.
Toilet paper, whatever. So I'm ready. Like, I threw we did our costumes last year. I had the Cookie Monster costume on. I was never more excited for Halloween as a homeowner. And at 4 o'clock, the doorbell rang, gave out 2 candy bars. The doorbell rang again at 7, and that was it. I think I gave 4 or 5 candy bars out, and then I had 95 candy bars to eat.
Wow. Damn. Yeah. I did see those for sale yesterday at Costco, like the value, like all the full size bars that people buy. Well, I haven't been at home to give out the candy bars in a long time. It's either somebody's got a party or the kids are all here or there when they were younger, like you'd go with them. But I don't know what we're doing coming up on Friday. I was asked last night about a haunted house on Thursday. If we want to go to, it's supposed to be pretty scary. I don't know. I haven't been in a haunted house in so damn long. Are you in or out on haunted houses?
I'm not a big haunted house guy. I mean, I could do it. I just don't want to.
You don't want to. That's how I felt. Like, no. They were sending the text. What about Jack? I'm like, I guess he wants to, which is a surprise. But wife is asking me, she's like, do you have to work on Thursday? Because she knows Thursday night football, typically, yeah, I'm not doing anything. I've got to work Thursday nights, Monday nights. I don't have to work was my response now. So I don't really have to. Like, in fact, if we have things on Sundays, don't worry about me having to work. We can do whatever. And then, yeah, it's like Baltimore, Miami. I kind of want to see Lamar. But if I wanted to go, I would go. But I'm probably not going to go to the haunted house.
When I was 8, we went to Haunted Trails, and I definitely crapped my diaper when I was 8. Yeah, no, I don't have any issue saying that. I was terrified. Some guy dressed with a like this really weird costume with like a sword came popping out of the corner, like chased me down the hallway, and I was like, I'm done. I cried. I was 8 years old. Like, dude, give me a break. Like, you're chasing. It wasn't a real diaper. I'm just being facetious for the story. I stopped wearing diapers at 6, not 8. But I digress. You're not paying attention to the story. Some man was wielding a sword at me when I was 8 years old, chasing me at the haunted trails. That's enough to terrify anybody.
Dude, it's some jerk teenager. I know. I can't put it all together. I forgot where it was, but I had a similar experience where you're walking by and you know, they've got the people dressed up and they're reaching through the bars. It's like a simulator, like there's a jail cell. Somebody was grabbing my leg and wouldn't let go. Like, never again.
Yeah. Too much. Yeah. Now, I mean, like these days, if somebody were to pull that, I would know, like, I'm smart enough to know that, like, this person can't do anything to me. But when you're 8 years old and your parents drop you off in haunted trails. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, your parents just drop you off and then they're like, all right, we'll see you in 2 hours. And then, like, we went into the, I forget what they even called it, like the death trail or something or whatever the hell they called it. And then everything is dark and there's, like, all these weird Halloween eerie noises, wah, 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 like stuff like that. And you don't know what's going on because you're 8 years old. You don't know any better. Yeah. I never, from that point forward, I didn't do the haunted house. I didn't do the scary movies. I can do them now, but I just like that. It's not really my genre. Some people like to watch scary movies and be terrified. I'm good.
I know. This week my daughter is watching all the Screams, and so she's not scared by them, but that's not really scary. Like, if you're looking for really scary movies, but I also have never really seeked them out. I've seen the very popular one, but have I gone back and watched all the Freddies, Poltergeist, all that stuff? Like, no. I've seen a couple of them, but I haven't gone out and seen all of them.
Do you remember when you were a kid, like, because we used to have that one kid who's like parents didn't care, like you could do whatever you wanted, like 18 people could sleep over. So the mom was out of town and the dad was like, yeah, like whatever, like I don't care. Like, you guys do whatever you want. They had a sleepover and the older brother rented Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We were like 9 or 10.
That's
and like everybody has to go to the same, they had like a basement. In Illinois, mm-hmm. most houses have basements. So the older brother's like, come on, you cowards, we're watching a movie. And then, like, he turned on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We're in third grade. We're not supposed to watch that when you're in third grade. And if the dad is smoking a joint in the backyard, for all we don't know any. But, I mean, like, at that He's time, hammered. You don't know what it is. It was a very unsanctioned house. And it was just a free-for-all. And they decided we're gonna watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre for these third graders. We're gonna throw that on, see how they react.
Doesn't everybody, every neighborhood, there was definitely a couple for me, but I was older than third grade. Unsanctioned homes. Everything's up for grabs, right? Like there was this guy, Billy, his dad would smoke weed with Billy's friends every day. Dude was so creepy. He had like moles all over his face.
Yeah, that's not cool.
He literally dig graves. And they would get in fights. He would be screaming at his son because he didn't get him any weed. They would be like yelling at each other about who had to get the weed for the day. It was so ridiculous.
I'm having nightmares thinking about that house. I haven't talked to the family in a long time, but the older brother was such a scumbag. He was, so we were 9 or 10, and he was like 14 or 15, and he had no friends because he was a dick. And he would, like, when we were in the pool, he would try and drown us. Like, he would hold us underwater and try and drown us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, eventually the kid that was my age would wonder, like, why don't my friends want to come over anymore? Because at first, like, oh, like, we can do whatever. We can light fireworks off in the house. Let's go. You know? Like,
crazy.
We can eat pizza. We can eat pizza until we drop dead. I'm in. And then the older brother would hold your head underwater for a minute and a half, and you'd be like, wow, this is no longer fun for me. And then you just slowly stop going, and then, yeah, it eventually all went away.
I think everybody has that moment with some people. And it's amazing when you're a kid and you realize it, like, wait a second. If I keep hanging out with these people, I'm probably going to be like them. I need to stop hanging out with these people because I don't want to be like them. I don't want this to be my life. Like, look how they live. Mm-hmm. No.
I think the older brother went to jail at 16 or 17, for those wondering.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. One of the unsanctioned homes in the area. Remember the youngest kid. As the youngest one, you have no chance. But the youngest kid was smoking weed every day at 8 years old. Like, it was insane.
No, should not happen. Your brain is not developed enough. Like, you need parental control at 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12.
Yeah.
13 is probably the age where you're like, all right, they're in 8th grade. They're freshmen in high school. Like, they're developed enough to understand the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah. This is now an unsanctioned home. Correct, Paul. Yeah, there's no doubt about this. Hey, whatever you want to consider. So, yeah, we haven't even talked about Halloween. Like last year, it was a thought. I can't believe we haven't had this conversation about Halloween coming up. What are we going to do? GRP not showing up as Mel Kiper this year, I guess.
I don't know that I'm going to dress up on Friday.
Oh, no. Not in the dressing mood. Will we be here Friday? That's the question. That's more so. That's the bigger question on the table. Want to talk some World Series?
Sure. Why not?
Well, what else are we going to do in the next few minutes?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Arizona State quarterback Sam Leavitt downgraded to unlikely to play. That's a big deal. That game is getting bet right now. Okay.
What 356, was the number?
Iowa State. It was like six and a half this morning. It opened, Circa opened at 4.5, and then there was a report yesterday that Leavitt wasn't great. Remember, he got hurt a couple weeks ago, came back for the game against Texas Tech. They beat Texas Tech, then they lost to Houston, and clearly he got hurt in that game. That was one of Paul's favorite bets. He liked Houston off of the Arizona State win. Then Arizona State becomes a favorite, and now you take their legs out, no pun intended. Yeah, they're betting the favorite now. We're out to 7. BetMGM has 5.5. So yeah, you can go. You can bet 5.5 right now, and you will beat the closing line. That much is clear.
And will you get limited? Probably.
Yeah, that's the risk you run. The under naturally is also getting bet 51 down to 49.
Okay. Is it going to go past the touchdown? Circa moved quickly. They were the first ones to move that far. Everybody else is 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, you could see 7.5 in the next 10 minutes. There's okay. Blue Book just went to 7.5. So this is what happens. The sports books now just take nothing but bets on Iowa State for the next 10, 15 minutes. And then they just go, all right, let's get it to a point where we finally write some bets on Arizona State. And that's probably going to be 7.5, maybe 8. And then we'll see this kind of crater and sit at 6. There's BetMGM to 6.5 right now. So that took, 90 seconds to get from 5.5 to 6.5. They were very slow. Somebody at the wheel was just sleeping at BetMGM.
Board was lighting up. They stepped away. They grabbed a snack.
Yeah. Terry, wake up. They're bombing Iowa State. Terry's sleeping in the back in the trading room.
Yeah, as far as movers this week, we talked about this a little bit on Monday. At that time, there wasn't a ton going on, but certainly Texas Vandy, that's one of them. Everybody's sitting 1.5 Texas, as you've brought up. Why is Texas favored in the game? Well, it's getting closer and closer. Texas at home, -1.5. Yeah, Vandy's popular. They got by this past week. Will they get by again? Not so sure. Any other games that stand out as far as big movement? We'll talk World Series coming up during Lightning Bets.
Not so much big movement this week, but in the summer, Ohio State, Penn State was 3.5, and now it's about 21. That's pretty funny. I had a buddy send me a slip.
Funniest nugget.
Ohio State -3.5 game of the year bet from August. He's like, you think this one's going to win? So I think you're good.
Yeah. It's amazing. That's why you bet it. For those that jump in game of the year, maybe you're going to luck out. Who knows? Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats. All right, coming up on the other side, we will go through our lightning bets and find out where the room is at. World Series, game 4 tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P, we'll get to some World Series angles, talk about tonight's game, where we sit, and we'll also find out where the room is at. coming up as well. Some tweets coming in. At bet underscore sweat, Sam at SB shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Our buddy Harry says that segment when you guys talk about the bets you wish you made when you talked about it should be called the observation chair. It's pretty good. Not bad. We've got new segments, new show ideas, apparently. Mikey Betts, if you guys are looking for a new show name, you could go with, what are you, chicken? Mikey Betts says he can't do any more Baltimore Ravens. He's got everything tied with a bunch of golf stuff. But I get it. Not interested in Super Bowl. If you do division, certainly like it. How about Chiefs-Ravens divisions? Similar prices? That wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm not sure which one loses. I don't believe the Steelers at all. At all. I think the Broncos will fall off, too. Same thing with the Chargers. Anyways, World Series game number four. Once again, now it's higher than a $2 favorite. Dodgers are favored. Otani's going to pitch. And now we're out to minus 220, the Dodgers. The total is 8. Sam, when we had last night's 18-inning game, what, 19 pitchers were used, over 600 pitches. What was your first thought about it in relation to game four?
Under. That was my thought process. Just bet the under and then wiggle winner.
I had the opposite. That's interesting. I thought over. I thought over 8. Now, it's been bet under because there were a lot of 8.5s out there, which are now gone. So the money is coming in on the under here. But you bet over because they're tired? I was... think or your thought process was under because tired, long game, all that stuff. I was thinking over because of the state of these bullpens, that maybe in a normal game guys wouldn't stay out there, where they would make a change where they're going to have to stick with guys a little bit longer.
I think Otani is such a superhuman athlete, right, that he's going to go 7 and hold them the one run. Like, he won't even be fazed by playing until, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. I just think he's otherworldly. I don't think he's a real person.
Yeah, I hear you. And now you've got some starters that are apparently are going to be missing for the Blue Jays. Springer left the game last night. It sounds like he's not going to go. Is that the word on him? And same deal for Bichette?
Yeah, I was texting with a guy who's booking bets right now in Vegas, and he just says, we are booking under the impression that they don't have Springer or Bichette. Now, that's just one man's opinion, but the way that he's seen some of that Dodger money, I think he probably wrote some Dodger run line bets and realized, okay, why are all these wise guys lining up to bet the Dodgers off an 18-inning game? Somebody must know something. So I think they're just putting two and two together. They're connecting the dots. I'm not saying that's news, but that's how they're booking the game at this specific sports book, under the impression that they'll be without one or both of those guys.
Yep, for sure. So it's a one-game thing. You're not going to take too much away from it. But out of curiosity, I went back and looked at the other World Series game that was 18 innings. And I was wondering, okay, did they have a game the next day like they do in this scenario? And they did. It was the 2018 World Series. Red Sox and Dodgers. Goes 18 innings in game 3. like last night. Game 4 the next day. Your score was 9-6 in favor of Boston. But to your point, Sam, I looked at the box score. All of that scoring came late off the relievers. It was a very low scoring game until about the 7th inning. And then you just had a flurry of runs in those last 3 innings. So 15 runs were scored the next day after an 18-inning game. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It's not telling you anything about today, but I was just curious what ended up happening. So,
did you also see last night there was a reporter that asked Mookie, I saw the video this morning, and I earmarked it, and I forgot to bring it up, and I should have sent this to Jake. It's my bad. Somebody asked Mookie after the game, when you lay your pillow down tonight, or when you lay your head on your pillow and get ready for bed, will you think about Shohei or Freddie, what will you think about? And Mookie's like, I'm probably not going to think about another man when I'm in bed. It made me almost spit out my drink this morning. I laughed so hard. Because you know how those reporters are. They're like, they've been thinking about this question for like an hour and a half. And they're like,
no, 7 hours, as long as the game was going.
I got the question. I got it. When you lay down tonight in bed, who will you think of? Shohei or Freddie? And then they hold the phone out like, this is it. This is my moment. And the player's like, what the f-? Like,
yeah.
Right? The player's like, I'm not going to think about another man when I'm in bed. End quote. Classic. Classic. Mark Carmen used to ask those questions. One time he asked LeBron a question, and LeBron was like, Carmen asked this stupid question, and LeBron's like, that's a dumb question, bro. And then just moved on. Carmen thought he had like this leading sports center question, and LeBron's like, that's a clown question, bro. Next.
They've been asked it all. Okay, so I'm going to think about this. I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm gonna come up with something edgy, something they've never been asked. And what you end up doing is a clown question, bro. That's what you end up doing when you do that. Just ask the damn question. Ask an open-ended question, and that's that.
I've don't been need to change so many locker rooms, so many over the years. And, like, you hear the question, and you just go, oof. Bad. And you know. I mean, how many games did I cover in Chicago? At least 200 a year for 7 years. Like, think about all those post-game experiences. There were some really bad questions over the years. Really bad.
All right, let's bring in Paul Aspen. Game four tonight. He's got the room.
Where's the room?
So, Ohtani's in the lineup. Ohtani's pitching. How much room stuff do we have on Ohtani after getting on base 9 times last night? What do you have, Paul?
A lot. But also, they can't figure out what they want to do. We'll get to that. I'd also like to mention that the room is betting Purdue to cut down the nets in college basketball. That is the most popular bet at BetMGM to win it all in college hoops. That's never gone wrong. As for tonight, yeah, they're going every which way on Ohtani. Can't figure out, or maybe trying to thread a needle. So they're going under 1.5 bases at +105 is the fifth most popular prop at BetMGM.
Oh, you know the angle there? I kind of understand. Yeah. He won't have an opportunity. Okay. Interesting.
Also under 18.5 pitcher outs for Shohei Ohtani at -175.
No, he's going yeah. 7. I've already decided.
Never betting that. Yeah.
Yep. Vlad home run +350 is the lone Blue Jays prop. Number 2 most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game 4 of the World Series. Ohtani over 6.5 strikeouts at -118. So they're going over 6.5 strikeouts, but under 18.5 outs.
What do you do with that?
Okay. Yeah, they just bet Ohtani stuff. That's it.
And, of course, they're betting the home run. It hit. Ohtani home run +180.
He's the best player in the world. We get that. But also, the Blue Jays were just so stupid in their approach to him. First off, nobody on base, one out. The game he's having in the 7th, of course, you've got to put him on. They don't. The homer that he had early in the game. Scherzer's up 1-2. It's a 1-2 count. And he's trying to go fastball. Every time he clubbed it, they're trying to sneak a fastball by him. They weren't down either. I didn't understand their approach. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
There was also a bat in the fifth inning where he went oppo to the gap. I mean, and that got them back in the game.
That was a fastball, too. Like, they kept going to fastball. I didn't understand what the hell they were doing. All right, Sam, do you have something on this or something else for Lightning bets tonight?
Yeah, I'll just go to the game and take the under. I'm not betting the side. I do think the Dodgers win, but at minus 195, well, open 195. Now it's 220. Good grief. Ohtani shove. Under. 8. I had the over last night. I'll go under tonight.
Yeah. Bieber going for Toronto's side. We're going heads up. My first thought was over. I'm going to go over 8. I know the number's coming down. You could wait in game because I do think we're going to have some innings where we don't see runs and then we'll see an explosion. But very interesting to see how they handle the bullpens after 19 pitchers are used last night. And you've also got a game coming up on Thursday. So that there's a lot of meetings going on with these teams today. How exactly you handle it. Paul, how about you?
I have a question for the group. If we think Ohtani's going to walk a couple times, is a stolen base at plus 333 worth it, worth a shot?
He had a stolen base last night, and then he's out because he tried to do the pop-up, and then he gets off the base.
Yeah,
so
he took
I don't
off.
Think that's a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that. Plus 333 for a stolen base. And then, you know what? We'll fade the room since I worked with Breshad Smith last night. Over 18.5 outs, pitcher outs for Ohtani at plus 130.
Okay. Good number. Jake?
I'm actually with Joe. I think first 5 under is going to be a play for me, under 4.5. I think the starter should have success, but then the bullpens will be a disaster.
Yeah.
Great job today,
that's
Jake.
Good angle.
Great job.
Thank you, Jake. Sam's looking forward to rewatching our last segment later today. You might enjoy it if you missed it. Check it out. This has been Bet Sweats. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.